Leaders of the European Union have gathered at a secluded seaside resort in northern Greece to review the organization's first constitution. Drafted during 16 months of negotiations, the constitution includes provisions for a new full-time president, a foreign minister, and a more effective European Commission. It's intended to smooth the way for the expansion of the EU from 15 to 25 countries next year. NPR's Silvio Poggioli is at the summit. And these summits occur several times a year. Is this one any different?
Well, this summit takes place after perhaps the most serious internal crisis in the European Union's history, the differences over the war in Iraq. Remember, Bob, the mudslinging and name-calling between anti-war France and Germany on one side and pro-war Britain on the other. Now, one of the goals of the 15 EU leaders is to repair relations with the United States. Last night, EU Foreign Policy Chief Javier Solana presented a document that shares American concerns over weapons of mass destruction, a threat Europeans have generally underestimated. The EU leaders are also set to demand that North Korea dismantle its nuclear program and that Iran accept intrusive spot checks of its atomic facilities to restore confidence in its claim that it's not developing illegal weapons. And with regards to Iraq, the EU leaders are offering their full assistance for post-war reconstruction.
What else is in this draft constitution?
Well, its purpose is to streamline the European Union as it expands and to avoid paralysis and to make it more efficient. The Constitution would bring together all previous EU laws and regulations into a single treaty, and it would include a Bill of Rights and new powers over immigration and over criminal law, including cross-border crimes such as corruption and human trafficking. And the draft also envisions a president who would hold office for 2.5 years, but it appears that the hopes that finally forging a single European foreign and security policy are an illusion because the draft maintains member states' veto power over these highly sensitive areas as well as over taxation. Now, the fundamental issue will be the balance of power between European institution and individual nation states. And this is going to be debated over the next 6 months or so before the new constitution is formally approved. Whatever its specific details, the new expanded EU will be an economic superpower with 450 million people and an economy of more than $9 trillion, which is close to that of the United States.
How's security at the summit?
Well, originally the summit was scheduled to take place in Thessalonica, but it was moved to this very secluded resort 70 miles south of that city to keep demonstrators at bay and to ensure security against any terrorist attack. A massive land, sea, and air security operation is in effect. They've deployed 15,000 soldiers and police. There are surface-to-air missiles. There are Navy ships cruising off the coast. Helicopters are buzzing overhead. And the Greeks are well aware that their security measures are going to be under tight scrutiny because the Olympics will be held here next year.
NPR's Silvia Poggioli at the EU summit in Portokaris, Greece.